Chair, Madam Chair, Mr. High Commissioner, distinguished colleagues, let me express our grave concern about the missile attacks on the public areas in multiple locations in Ukraine, which have taken place lately. It is shocking to hear about such disgraceful violations of international humanitarian law by attacking innocent civilians in residential areas. Poland aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union and would like to address the committee in its national capacity. Madam Chair, Poland would like to express the highest acknowledgement for the bravery of Ukrainian refugees, represented mainly by mothers forced to flee their households, struggling every day in a foreign country for a better tomorrow of their children and caring for the elderly and the sick ones. From the very start of Russia's unprovoked and unjustified invasion of Ukraine, Poland is acting on three fronts to support Ukrainian civilians. Firstly, we deliver humanitarian aid to affected population, including internally displaced persons in Ukraine. Secondly, we serve as a hub for transferring international humanitarian aid through our border with Ukraine. And thirdly, and finally, we host and provide complex support in the Polish territory to the biggest community of Ukrainian refugees. Due to extraordinary legal steps undertaken by the Polish government, currently over 1.54 million of Ukrainian citizens have received Polish ID number and enjoy advantages of identical public services as any citizen of Poland. Moreover, around 500,000 of war refugees from Ukraine have been employed in Poland since mid-March. It is estimated that the total number of Ukrainian refugees in Poland since February is approximately 2 million people. Taking into account the number of Ukrainians staying in Poland before the war, the overall number of Ukrainian citizens currently residing in Poland amounts to around 3.5 million people. It is worth underlining that the vast majority of the Polish society got involved in helping refugees from Ukraine. This assistance took various forms, from financial and material support through different types of voluntary activities to providing their own houses and apartments to the people without a roof over their heads. Ladies and gentlemen, the total cost of Polish assistance provided by means of the Government Strategic Reserves Agency exceeded already 190 million euro. This aid includes inter alia, food assistance, medical supplies, logistical and IT support, and the cost of organizing reception centers. Additionally, in 2022, Poland will finance humanitarian projects delivered by non-governmental organizations, mainly in Ukraine, with an allocation of around 2.5 million euro. The supports will cover activities of Polish non-governmental organizations in cooperation with Ukrainian partners in the area of food, health, shelter, water, sanitation, hygiene, logistics, and financial aid. Madam Chair, according to the UNHCR report, Lives on Hold, Profiles and Intentions of Refugees from Ukraine, it is estimated that almost 80% of Ukrainian refugees not willing to return wish to stay in their host countries, which means that presence in Poland is predicted to be of a long-term character. The scale, form, and intensity of assistance offered by Poland to refugees have evolved with the situation and expectations related to the end of the conflict. After spontaneous and dominant social efforts at the beginning of the war, we turned into adaptation stage, where the state's role increased in the framework of the welfare system. We invest significantly into inclusion and education of Ukrainian children and teenagers, many of whom came to Poland on their own. And we take any possible effort to ensure that there is no lost generation in Ukrainian society. The last stage, full inclusion and integration of Ukrainian guests, would require more efforts to ensure social cohesion. Additionally, Observing the growing number of IDPs in Ukraine, we are highly concerned about another possible wave of refugees arriving in the light of the upcoming winter. Mr. High Commissioner, Madam Chair, in this challenging setting, UNHCR remains one of Poland's strategic partners, and we sustain this constant support. This year, Poland, apart from hosting millions of refugees, have made contributions for the UNHCR activities in Moldova, Syria, Afghanistan, and most recently to Pakistan in response to the extensive floods. In addition, Poland this year has contributed 1 million euro to the World Food Programme to support food security in Africa and to show our solidarity with African countries suffering from food crisis caused by the Russian aggression in Ukraine. We believe that food aid plays an important role in preventing refugee crisis around the world. In conclusion, let me assure you, Mr. High Commissioner, that Poland remains a fully committed supporter of the UNHCR's mandate and to everyday arduous efforts of its personnel worldwide, including in my own country. I thank you.
I thank the distinguished ambassador.